Sunnmørsposten sin nyhetsapp, så er du alltid oppdatert.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Da ønsker vi velkommen til nok en Sunnmørsball-podcast. Det her fra Sunnmørsposten. Mitt navn Kristian Stenrud, sportsjournalist i Sunnmørsposten. Med meg her så har jeg to meget solide gjester, må vi si. Vi har selvfølgelig med oss Tarjei Omen også, som skal få lov til å være med oss en god del fremover. Tarjei, går det fortsatt bra?
Dette her går veldig bra. Det er blitt stamgjest nå, det er jo tradisjon. Og vi tredje ganger, så skal jeg fanke meg å være med hver jævla gang.
Ja, podden, nå, blir, bra. Nå blir det mye her. Og en tillegg så har vi en veldig flott gjest her, som er fra Island. Vi kan bli utfordret på litt engelsk i dag, men han har sagt han vil ikke prøve på norsk her. Holmbert Fridjonsson, velkommen.
Hei, Sal.
Oi, 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 Norwegian there. Ja, vi har jo blitt såpass internasjonal nå at vi må høyne litt, at vi må ut på engelsk. Altså, vi ser dette Bjørdal var at vi har jo tusentals med lyttere utenfor det norske grenser, så vi må over på engelsk.
Ja, vi har et islands marked som skal mettes her nå, så ja, det her må bli veldig bra. Men Holmbert, hvordan står det til?
Det går fint.
Ja, har du, you've been a little bit sick?
Me?
Yeah, you didn't play the game against.
Yeah, I was going through a little flu for a few days, so that's how it is.
Det er bra. Men litt tema for denne episoden her, det skal være treningsleir. Fordi at OFK, kan godt være at OFK er på treningsleir akkurat når du hører på dette her, men det skal også reise da mandag 2. mars og være der i 10 dager. Derfor tenkte vi skulle ha et visst fokus på treningsleir. Og Tarja, du får ikke være med på treningsleir, du skal være hjemme og selge biler. Hvordan blir dette her?
Nei, det blir tungt. Det er skikkelig tungt. Det er dette her vi gleder oss til i oppkjøringen. Nå skal hundrevis av hannkatter fulle av testosteron pakkes ned i Marbella og trene og spille kamper og ha det sosialt og hyggelig. Så dette er en ting vi kommer til å, eller er, kommer til å savne og kommer til å klø i både armer og bein når jeg ser at gutta koser seg i Spania-solen.
Men Holbert, hva er det beste med å være på treningsleir?
I think it's just the heat, get away from Norway, the cold and the hard pieces. So you're ready to go to Marbella and go into the sun and enjoy it.
Og hvis vi da snakker om det som skjer utenom fotballbana, hva gjør spillerne når det fri?
We just try to socialize, do something nice together, go sometimes to the beach, sometimes to the mall and just, yeah, enjoy it.
Tarja, er det så rolig og så forsiktig og så ufarlig som Holmberg altså, forteller?
Jeg spiller jo ikke fotball lenger, så jeg kan jo si sannheten. Nei, vet du hva, det er fokus på trening, og det er matcher, gode økte, god temperatur. Og så er det liksom, du finspisser ting litt inn mot sesongstart, så du ser mye mer konturen av et lag som skal starte til sesongen starter, du begynner å kjenne at det er fitnesslevelen, begynner å komme opp på den nivå det skal, så det er viktig for spillerne at de faktisk er restituert og klart til trening og viser seg fra sin beste side, men så skal det sies at det kanskje blir en liten tur på et kasino, eller kanskje det blir litt sosialt på en bar der jeg skal se en Champions League. Så det handler om å bygge litt kultur også da, når du er så tett i 10 dager, er det vel, bruker å være der nede, eller en uke. Så kultur også skal jo bygges, og det skal bygges litt sosialt samverd.
Og så er det sånn at når det er mange unge folk samlet på en liten plass, og det kanskje ikke skjer så mye, så må du make your own fun.
Det var litt det jeg prøvde å si med 100 testosteronfylte handkatter, det var et dårlig eksempel. Det var det jeg prøvde å på en måte få inn litt der da. Og det er sant, ikke sant? Om Marbella, denne solkysten, før så var jo det på La Manga, alle samles, og der var jo det, altså det var jo ikke folk i det hele tatt, der var det bare fotballspillerne. Men nå nede i det russiske mafialand Marbella, så er det på en måte kanskje litt flere muligheter, så at det ikke har skjedd større skandaler hittil, det er kanskje overraskende.
ja, vi som är där som journalister, vi är ju ofta vittne till diverse skandaler både från journalister och från andra lag som är där. Men Holmberg, kan det vara lite sån att det blir lite interna konkurrenser och lite utfordringar och lite veddemål som föregår på en slik träningsläger?
I mean, there's going to be a...
You can tell about the story when we was at my room last year. No, 2 years ago, when you put your head up in the...
Wasn't it last year?
Yeah, it was last year. It was last year.
Okay, no, I spent.
I think there's a lot of, if you can say, bullshit going on sometimes in the rooms when we're trying to have fun and trying to not have this simple hotel life. So, yeah... Tarja is talking about when I was joking with putting my head up into the fan.
Vi var sikre på at det var livsfarlig, så ingen turte å gjøre det. Men det var en person som la litt penger i potten, og så var det rett opp med skolten.
Og utfallet, det ble et lite kutt, eller gikk det bra?
Jeg tenker bra.
Ja. Ja. Veldig bra. Vi fant ut at viften var papps. Det var ikke det.
It was not as strong as we thought it was.
Okay. Men Tarja, finns när du är på sån träningsläger och det sker sånna ting, finns det historier som inte går an att fortälla rätt och slett, för att det har gått lite hårt för sig, att det kan gå lite långt över till.
Det är ju lite historia upp genom tiden, och har varit på träningsläger i 10-12 år, ikke sant? Och det sker ju som säkert alla andra jobbreiser, så sker det ting, men det är inte så vi utleverar folk i den podcasten.
Nej, men utan att utlevera folk så kan du väl snacka lite generellt. Du har ju varit i olika klubbar, det betyder ju att det är inte sunnmöringar involverat.
Nej, det är ju sånt då. Nej, det har ju varit, alltså det är ju allt från direkt uppmöte till träning från lite hygge för exempel, eller att det
nu måste vi vara lite konkreta.
Nej, det har varit några byturer kanske då, som inte har varit helt planlagt. Det var kanske det vi kan säga. Men utom det så kommer jag inte till att utlevera något sådana historier.
Men jag följer väldigt ofta när vi är på flygplatsen i Spanien eller i Oslo, så möter vi andra lag, och så är det alltid en som är sån fulket. Jag tror inte vi ska fullföra det, men han har
wanker.
Ja, du kan få lov att säga det. Är det en sån grej att det är en eller två som alltid måste gå med fullt utstyr, fotbollssko, läggbeskyttare, drakt, shorts?
Did you understand that?
Nah.
If you're losing like competitions and everything, then it's youngest or the loser.
There is sometimes like that. It was like that in my old club in Iceland actually. Then we did this bar hitting the bar challenge, and the last one to hit it had to wear some funny outfits to the
airport.
To the airport and all the way to the hotel. So we haven't done that. We didn't do it last year, did we? No.
Men det är ofta sån dåp också, sista kvällen i på träningsläger. Så det är ofta nya spelare, och då är ju det som regel sång då som ska till, eller du kan hålla ett komikershow eller kalla det stand up för så lång tid. Och också den dåligaste under dina performancen här nu kan också ändå på bli en fullkit wanker på flygplatsen eller på tur hem då. Så det måste ha forskjellige ting klubba har här inne.
Okej, okay, vad du gjorde när du kom då?
Det är sång Sweet Home Alabama på Marbella, och fick väl stående applaus från hela restaurangen. Yeah, remember that the song I was singing. What was Lars saying after that song in Marbella?
You said that you were the only one who did a proper job or something like that, but I don't think so. I did a amazing duet with Robert Sanders.
Oh wow, it was the worst song I ever
and
heard.
And people were actually standing up and singing with us. So I think I was also quite good in that situation.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, what song was that?
I Want It That Way with the Backstreet Boys.
Of course.
You, okay, duo Robert Sanders.
Ja.
Det är ju liksom boyband-gutta, ikke det?
For å si det sånn da, begge to veldig glad i solarium. Holberg is using a lot of his time in solarium.
Nei.
It's not a training. And, og det samme med Robert. Beklager, Robert. Og Holberg, det er litt sånn fun fact som jeg bare spytte inn da. Holberg bruker titals tusener av kroner i måneden på å klippe håret sitt. Altså, han klipper håret sitt annen hver dag.
Okay.
How often are you going to the hairdresser?
Don't talk about this in front of him. He gets jealous.
Ja, men den må vi få en forklaring på.
Nah, I go
every second day.
No, I took actually now 3 weeks without taking a haircut.
Oh, congratulations.
Now me, I don't know. It's in the season. I like to be fresh, like you call it, but
look good.
Nah, I go every second week, maybe.
Oh,
or every week. That's the truth.
Okay,
but I haven't been now for a week, so it's.
Okay, men du skal før Spania en tur.
Ja, jag går på lördag.
Ja, nettopp. Ja, det är sant. Men vi har haft lite spelare på besök här tidigare som har fått spørsmål om vem i garderoben är sån och sån. Mm. Och så är det två ting som du har varit en det blir gjentatt att du är. Det är väldigt jålete.
Mm-hmm.
Förstår?
Yeah. Jålete.
Yeah, you like fashion and you take care of yourself, your skin. You're
here. I'll take that. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. me. That's keep you. It coming. Okay.
Og så det en rolle som viktig å ha I garderoben, en type person, en klovn.
Mm-hmm.
Det riktig?
Ja, det riktig.
Ok. Ja. Hvordan du en klovn I garderoben?
I can make these silly jokes without sometimes thinking about what I'm saying. And yeah, I'll do a lot of stupid stuff, to be honest. But I think it's just me. It's just me being myself, and I like to have fun. I like to joke around. And
Nå hard, men han ikke mye dumme ting. Vet du hva? Hadde ikke man hatt en person som han I garderoba, altså hverdagen hadde vært så kjedelig. Så han faktisk et liv I OFK-garderoba, med humør og latter og smil og humor, så uvurderlig spiller I OFK på det viset der.
But I can, if I feel bad... Something is going on in my life, and I'm not behaving like a, you know, yeah. like I am. One day, everybody's asking me, "What is wrong? Yeah, what is going on? Yeah. Is something?
Are you dying or yeah, what's happening?
Are you sick or what is going on?" And then, so I can't have one day without being hyper or doing something. But that's how it is.
Ja, men det høres bra at du har blitt litt mer kjent med Holmberg her. Sånn som han nå, det sånn han til vanlig?
Ja, nå han så rolig. så, ja, så det, han har vært på, det høres ut som han har vært på, men altså, ja, noen ganger med tid.
I can be quite calm, rolig.
Never but seen that before.
But it might be in a group of guys, I can be a little attention seeker. so yeah, that's how it is.
Okej, okay, det høres bra ut. Och nu Holbert så är det snart Spania. Men det är många klubbar I Norge som har två, kanske tre träningslärare och AFK har bara en träningslärare och det 10 dagar. Skulle det ha varit lite mer sol och sommar och varma strök?
I think you can look at it that way. That would be nice to have two, of course. But I think also like Tromsø they can't train properly. They maybe have an indoor hall or something so they probably go 3 times before the season starts, but we have actually a good weather here in the winter like it's okay it's been quite poor now but we can train and we have a good facility so we can actually train outside without being super freezing cold so yeah but we are really looking forward to go now to this training camp it will be really nice
yeah Tarja hvordan synes du det ser ut I AFK Kanora
Nei, det jo mye spennende som skjer da vi, siden sist vi satt og pratet så har det kommet til litt nysigneringer som veldig spennende og så kampen mot Brann Och vi har ju någon cirkusartister där som på något sätt visar sig lite fram och är god slag. Så jag gläder mig enormt till seriestart alltså. Det är
lite artigt alltså slå Brann efter att jag har slått Djurgården så pass mycket. Nu fick ju du varit där Holmberg, du var utillgänglig men fick du sett kampen och vad syns du?
Yeah, I've seen a few pictures of the game. I didn't see the game. I saw some highlights after it, but yeah, then we've been through the game, but I think it was okay. I think we used this 3-4-3 and then we changed to 3-5-2 because you want to be able to switch around and be good in both systems. So I think it was, yeah, good.
Og så kom det inn, som sagt, Jordan Murch nå. Han har jo vært der litt kort enda, men hva slags type han?
How are you talking with him, actually? Are you talking
yeah,
like
mate, we get along so good, you know? So... No, I think he's a great guy, really social, nice guy. And you can see, like, in trainings, he got this Premier League skills. I think he got a lot of quality. So we just need to get him fit, and I think he can be a huge signing for us.
Kan det bli litt match med han, eller tror du at det blir bra?
Ja,
jeg vet
ikke. Ja, det var fint. Nei, jeg tror dette blir bra. Altså, nå har du to meget solide fotballhoder sentralt der nå, så om du kan spille dobbelt både med han og Karlsen, og Der kan utfordre hverandre. Dette blir veldig spennende å se. Jeg har jo ikke sett den selv, men det blir veldig spennende å se. Og utifra de rapportene som kommer fra spillerne, så er han en tilvekst. Da. Og det gleder jeg meg til å se. Og det er også trekke til seg publikum også, kanskje. Skal vi si det da?
Ja da, ser som en spennende type. Han er selvfølgelig et litt stykke unna, men det er fortsatt noen uker igjen til seriestart. Men jeg tror vi må snakke litt om karriere til Holmberg. Du begynte selvfølgelig på Island, og så endte du til slutt opp i Celtic. Det er et ganske stort karrieresteg. Hva skjedde?
I think I was 19-20 years old. I had a good season in Iceland, then I got some offers to go to Heracles in Holland, and then I had this offer to go to Celtic, and yeah, I think when I look back, I chose the wrong option. I went to Celtic with like 6 other strikers, and I should have probably gone to Holland, probably would have gone a different way, but it was a tough time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Men den tiden så var Neil Lennon, han var vel manager, og jeg leste et intervju da du ble signert, og da kommenterte han at ja, det er en god spiller, men det var ikke så stort utlegg vi hadde på han. Altså, det hørtes nesten ikke ut som han visste helt hvem du var og hva du stod for. Var det sånn du også opplevde det?
No, I went there for 4 days with Vidar Örd Kjartnason, who signed for Vålerenga and did an amazing job here. We went there for 4 days for a few trainings. And after that, the wheel started rolling, and they signed me. So I think they knew what they were going for. But I was injured a lot when I came there. The Icelandic, like you know, the physical thing is not nearly as good there as it is in Norway or in Scotland. So I had to train a lot harder, and I was injured everywhere when I was younger. So it was plus that and some mentality things. It was a hard one.
Men den garderoben I Celtic, hvordan var den?
That was not like the Scandinavian garderobe. So I was bigger guys, a little bit more arrogance, and it was.
Kan du nevne en? Det jo.
Ja, vi skal komme dit.
Skal vi komme dit?
Jeg klarer ikke å sitte og vente. Vi kan ta det med en gang. Jeg har skrevet på arket mitt Scott Brown.
Scott Brown is in training. He is. Yeah, I'll be honest. This will hit the headlines and everywhere. No. Scott Brown is inside the dressing room. He is a clown, like me. No. He can be a lot of fun. He's really hyper and all over the place. But in the trainings and in the games, he is a crazy mother. He's a.
Han så gal som du tror. Han helt, for han virker som han nesten litt
mental.
I mean, you can see it in games. He's a tough guy, really tough guy, and also in training. Like some, I'm not gonna lie. When I was training with him, and I was in the same square or in the same team, I was so nervous.
You were scared.
I was just scared. I was just like, please, don't take me here and just kill me. Even though I was in the same team, I just didn't want to get the. Come on, man! You know, so it's he's a tough guy.
Took on that, tackled that, or?
Nah.
Did he kick you down sometimes?
I mean, he if he's losing, and you know how Bjørn Helge is,
he want to kill you.
So he blames everybody, but he also takes the opponent and
shoot out to Bjørn Helge.
He's the most crazy guy you have met in. In a team?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I think he's really professional, also. Like, but he's like he got this competition in him is amazing. So he wants to. He can't lose anywhere. So it's. I think it's. Yeah, that's how it is with him.
Er det noen I Ålesunds garderobe som I nærheten av han?
Oddbjørn Li.
Jonas Grønner.
Jonas Grønner.
Ja, Jonas Grønner.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not in a team with Jonas Grønner and I'm shitting myself if I'm losing the game with him. So it's but it was like that also there, but maybe I was not matured enough for it, but yeah.
Men också en annan god spelare I den garderoben där som är chefen I Liverpool där, Virgil van Dijk. Hur var han?
We were actually best friends.
No lie.
No, yeah. No, I think like also because with me when I was there, I was training a lot. I was injured and then I was playing with the reserves, but I was always training with the first team. And I'm never when I was going to get I was the 19th man in the squad and I never played. I got injured and then I got back in the 19th man. I was almost on the bench, but I never managed to get that game. So I think you never get that respect. Also that you want to get from the guy. They're always like, you have this guy that's always training but never in the squad, you never really get that respect, you know? I think it's everywhere. Like when you're training, you have that guy that is training but never plays. You like you, maybe you don't get the same respect as other guys. So
I felt that through all my career. So yeah, I understand what you mean.
No, and then I was young. So when of course Scotland is known for like partying and going to the bar after games and drinking and stuff like that. So it's I wasn't social in that way because I was a little bit homesick also, and I didn't want to go out and drink and do that and this with the guys. So I wasn't really getting to know them enough, like I should have done maybe. So
det var kanske en tabbe att du inte deltog på det sociala där.
Yeah. So I think like I never, even though I was in the first team dressing room and I was the youngest there because all the other young guys were in the reserve dressing room. But I could also feel a little bit jealousy from them that I was in there. So when I was playing with the reserves, they all were friends. And then they came like three or four guys from the first team and played with the reserves. You could feel like they were all friends and looking at me, the Icelandic guy, and they were like, he's in the first team dressing room and something like that. So overall, it was quite a tough thing.
For hvis du søker på Twitter, og så søker du på navnet ditt, så kommer det av og til opp sånn, husker du han islandske spissen som signerte den gangen her?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of things from something like, why did we buy this guy, da, 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 and something like that, but that's how it is. I mean, I didn't play for Celtic enough. I had one friendly game and I was on the bench three times or something. I didn't play, but that's how it is. So I didn't manage to get that respect, but Virgil van Dijk, like we were talking about him, I think, he didn't care about me. I think we can say that. That way.
But so, how was it in trainings and everything? Now is it like the best center defender in the world and how was he in Celtic? Did you understand that he was going to be as good as he is now?
Yeah, because when you like he's a great player, but he's also his physicality is he's a little bit smaller than me though, even though you think he's bigger than me, but he's I think he's 100 and something kilos and he's 190, 102 or 3 or something, and then he's so unbelievably fast. So it's quite, you can't be that heavy and strong but still be that agile and fast. So I think it's
the whole package.
So he was in the Scottish league, he was by far the best player, so you could see there was something going on with him. And when they bought him, everybody was talking about him to be the some next big thing one. But man, Vidar, we came there on trial, we saw him, this huge guy with this big ass, and we were just like, how can this guy, what is this guy doing with that? He didn't even have his long hair then, he was kind of short, and it was like, it was weird, but I didn't like, from the look of him, we were like, oh, maybe this guy is, but he was brand new there also, so he didn't know anybody, so he was a little bit shy.
Jeg tar deg nesten på norsk nå, norsk. Du var jo god venn med en vi kjenner godt her I Norge, Stefan Johansen, som kom over dit. Mm-hmm. Men sakte men sikkert, så tog ju Van Dijk över den rollen som bästa kompis.
Är lite bitter.
Jag har nog en melding till Stefan Johansen.
Nej, Stefan Johansen, he came there and he was like he was staying at the Radisson Blue Hotel where I was also staying, and I had my apartment, but I was picking it up for trainings, and I was, you know, we were actually we were good friends, and then
he was taking good care of him.
Yeah, I was helping him also, and then he was getting to know everybody, and so then he started playing, and he was started playing. I didn't play straight away. He came in the first game he played, so, and was good. And then he started progressing, and then he was kind of a big guy there. And then of course he can hang out with me, the guy. So him and Virgil van Dijk took him under his arm, and I think they're still the best friends today. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So, so yeah, I mean,
det kunde varit du.
Yeah, it could have been me, but but it's better to have Virgil van Dijk.
Men nu har han ju I Liverpool, du I Olsen, så du vann till slut då.
Och så fick du med som bästa vän istället för Van Dijk. Det är I mean, bättre. Eller,
I mean, my way is not a bad way, but I hope it will end good.
Of course it's going to.
Okay, Holmbert, your last season, we have to talk a little bit about that. How was it for you?
Oh, the last season is something I will learn off, learn from, I mean. I think it was a disappointing season, to be honest. For me, and yeah, I think the club also wanted more. And coming off of a really good season, I think I was a little bit careless. Probably a little bit disappointing to have to be in the Oberliga again. So it was hard to motivate myself, even though it shouldn't be like that. I always should take care of my career at first and try to always perform. But yeah, I was disappointing overall.
You was du var jag tar det på norsk. Du hade en del uflaks också. Fordi du var jo, han kom tilbake fra ferie, when you come back from vacation. Du var ganske bra, I bra form. Og så fikk du sånne små skader, ikke sant, gjennom hele sesongen.
Yeah, I mean,
du var jo god på trening, og du var jo god I alt du gjorde. Men akkurat når du pika på formen, da kom det en ny sansmeld.
Yeah, I came in amazing shape in January, when we were meeting up. And I was training a lot in December, a lot. So, but I think it was wrong for me. I think I was in a really good shape, and then we were training so hard. So then maybe I go a little bit down, and then I got some injuries. And then when the season was starting, I was just there. So,
Og så var det vel litt sånn at du gjerne ville bli med på landslaget. Det var vel derfor du trente så hardt også I desember, sant? Og så ville du også at du heller skulle trene og hvile da. Mm-hmm. Og så fikk du bli med på den landslagstoppen for du ble jo tatt ut der. Du må jo ha vært litt irritert for det.
To be honest, I was really angry and the club knows about it, but we've discussed it and that's how it is. But I mean, yeah, I wanted to go with national team and get my chance in there. So it was really disappointing.
Men I den perioden der så var det snakk om litt interesse fra Sør-Korea. Var det noe sannhet I det eller var det bare agentsnakk?
I think there was a serious conversation there. So it was, I think there came some offers into Ålesund, but there was nothing I wanted to look at that time. I didn't see that was my step to go at that time. So,
ja. Tarja, I år får vi se han I storslag.
Ja, det jeg helt sikker på. Han ser meget godt trent ut. Han ser bra ut på trening. Og jeg vet at den sesongen som var I fjor, jeg var der I treningsarbeidene, og jeg så jobben han gjorde, jeg så på trening. Og han er den beste spissen vi har. Og det beste spissen vi har hatt de siste to årene også. Og jeg 100% sikker. Jeg tror faktisk Eliteserien kommer til å passe han bedre enn Obos-ligaen. Fordi, se på alle innleggene, se på alle mulighetene vi fikk I Obos-ligaen, så ble det ting ble så oppmerksomme rundt Holbert hele veien. Det var bare han hele veien. Mens nå har vi høynet på en måte nivået litt på enkeltspillere rundt han, og han kan kanskje få litt mer rom å jobbe med I feltet, og jeg tror på at han blir en ekstremt viktig spiller for oss I år.
Det alltid sånn I den perioden her, som dere fotballspillere alltid vet, at alle bedre trent enn noen gang. Aldri løpt så mye, jeg har aldri sett bedre ut. det sånn for deg nå, Holbert?
Nah, I mean, I last season, to be honest, I was 97 kilos. I was too much in the gym. I was too heavy. I wanted to put some muscle on and be stronger. I don't know, because all of us to look good on the pitch or something like that.
It looked like Van Dijk.
I've always been the best when I've been at my lightest. So this year, when I came back here in January, we sat down and we made this goals that I needed to be as light as I can. So I was 97 when I came, 96, and now I'm lost 4 kilos. So I've been training hard and I'm working on performing at the right time. So I don't want to be super fit now when it's 1.5 months to the season. So I want to be able to peak at the right time. So.
Du lærte litt av det som skjedde I fjor da?
Ja, 100%.
Ja, bra. Jeg tror vi lar det være noe av det siste vi sier her i dag. Nå skal guttene snart til Spania. Skal vi kanskje, eller vi tar det. Det er litt dårlig gjort av meg å si at vi skal prøve å komme tilbake i Spania, fordi at jeg skal dit og du skal dit. Det
er helt sikkert. Så jeg hører om jeg får fri fra jobbet.
Så vi skal prøve, du får selge litt ekstra biler, så har du litt bonus å gå på. Nei, så vi skal prøve å komme tilbake igjen med et lite drypp fra Spania. Hvem det er med og når det skjer, det får vi komme litt tilbake til. Men inntil videre så er det bare å følge med på smp.no. Der sender vi kamper og vi får siste nytt fra treningsleiren. Og så får vi håpe at
liten ting før vi gir oss her nå. Eller på tida? Ja, vi har en liten. Jeg så bare at det i forhold til kamp og servering på kamper fremover, at det kommer til nyhetssak der. Det vil jeg bare si ut til folk at det, er det en positiv ting, eller er det en negativ ting? Jeg spør det, Stenrud, i forhold til alkohol.
Jeg tror ikke det skal være mitt svar så overgjør den saken, men det vi kan registrere er at fotballforbundet har godkjent at det er greit med alkoholservering utenom VIP-en.
Ja.
OFK jobber med å finne en lokasjon på stadion, og det kommer til å skje. Spørsmålet er bare når. Og så må det sies at de må få skjenke bevilgning før de kan gangsette det, selvfølgelig.
Jeg heier på det prosjektet her, og tenker svenske tilstander på Kolland stadion, og masse folk, og mye hygge å kjøre på. Bare sånn det sagt.
Okay. Are you talking about the beer thing now? Yeah, I saw it. All the Icelandic guys now, the Icelandic media, is quite angry that it's not allowed in Iceland. Because it gives you more and a better atmosphere, I think, when people are allowed to have some more fun and they can go to the pub social, before the games. More yeah, more social. Mm. So it makes probably a better atmosphere also.
Ok, da prøver vi å avslutte.
Skal vi gjøre det? Ja, greit, da skal du få lov.
Da avslutter vi der, og så er vi tilbake når vi er tilbake. Og inntil videre så får dere kose dere med OFK nytt på smp.no.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
App, app, app. Ikke glem Sunnmørsposten sin nyhetsapp. Last ned, skru på varsel og hold deg.
App, 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 datert.